is Haroya Kesem Absorah. Phoenicia sees a Kesem, a bloodstain, on her flesh. So it depends. Connected base of Torah, it's near the Mokum Ervom, is Tamei. And we say the stain came from her Mokum Ervom. She does Dam Nida, she's Tamei. But Vishloi Connected base of Torah didn't come from the Mokum Ervom. Then Torah, then we say she's Torah. Stadimish explains. Al Ikvor, she finds the Dam on her heel. Via Rosh Gredla on the tip of her toe. Tamei. Then we say that's a place where the Dam could have fell out from a Mokum Atur, from a Mokum Ervom. There's Dam Nida, she's Tamei. What about Al Shuka, she finds her on a Shuka and her thighs. Or else Via Parcel Seh on the hooves at the bottom of her legs. So it depends. Nibifnim is the inside of the thigh, nurse near where the Mokum Ervom is. So then Tamei. Bibachut is the outside. Then Torah. Like we said, the Dam came out from the Mokum Atufa, it would not reach the outside, so that's not Dam Nida. What about Bialat Stadim? Mikan and Mikan Torah, on the sides, in the front and the back, also it's Torah. What's going to be Rosach Luke? Let's say she finds Dam on her clothing. So Minachog Rulamata, from the girdle downwards to Meya. That's possible, came from the Mokum Erva. Minachog Rulamata, she finds on top of a girdle. Then Torah. Because that did not come from the Mokum Ervom, it came from other places. What's going to be Rosal Beis Yad? She found Dam on her sleeve, Shecholik of the dress. Simagi Kenegev Beis Tufa Tamei. If the sleeve goes near the Mokum Ervom, it can reach there, then she's Tamei. Vimlav Tehera. But if the sleeve cannot reach there in a normal movement, then we said that Dam did not come from the Mokum Ervom, but came from someplace else, and she's Torah. What's going to be Oysa Pashtosa? At night time, she took off her dress. Or Mischasa Babalal, and she covered herself at night time with it. Then, Komokam Shinitza Bokes, many places, she finds a Kesem there, is Tamei, we say it's Tamei. Because at night time, she moves around, so Dam could have come out from there and landed any place on the dress. Havneishu Choyzer, because she turns around at night. And the same thing, V'chein Bapulius, the same thing applies by Pulius, by an apron. Same thing, Rashi says, Shemeschasmo, she covered herself with it. If anything covered yourself at night, you move around at night, so it's possible the Dam to come on it. Now the Gemara says, Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, Botko Karkoilom, if an Isha first checked out the ground, before she sat down there, she checked it out to make sure that it's clean, there's no blood. For Yoshvaleh, she sat down on top of it, and then when she got up, Amotza Dam, she found Dam upon it, Olea, is Torah, that's the Chiddush that she's Torah. Even though we know the Dam came out from her, came out from Mokum Ervom, still she's Torah. Right now she's even Torah Midrabanan. She never, because the prophet says, Bifsorah, the Dam has come out from her flesh, and we darshan, the Shmuel darshans, Achetagish Bifsorah, she has to feel it coming out of her bosa. In the Shalom, in the Achreinim, what Fagoshes mean is Bazagufa, the body has to tremble, or you have to feel the psicha, the kev is opening up of the Dam coming out, but just don't feel a double lach come out. But we shouldn't have any feeling, then Midi Raisa, she's tore, that's Shmuz Chiddush. So, more is the question, Hai Bibsor, this posik, Bibsor, mi bolu, we need this posik, Shematama Bifnim Kabachutz. That she's Tomei, even though the Dam is still inside her, as long as it came out of the womb, even though it's inside the canal, still she's Tomei. In Kev, so the Gemara says, let me call out the apostles, say, Bibosor, my Bloshna Bibsoro, Shramin, we'll have to two things, Ashatagas Bibsoro, until she feels the Dam coming out of Bibosor. But the more still, the Academy Boyle, Bibsoro, Bishril, Bichaticho, we still need the word of Bibsoro to teach us, that she's only Tomei when the Dam comes out of her, touching the sides of a Rechem, but not if it comes out in the middle of a piece of flesh or in the middle of a Shvir. So Mora says, Tati Shramina, we learn out two things from this word of Ipsoro. That true, the Dam has to touch her sides and not come out in the middle of a piece of flesh. And also, she has to be Magish, feel the Dam coming out. But here, where she did not feel the Dam coming out, and Echnami, she's Takatera. Toshima coming here. So who really on this dinner Shmuel should be kasher uksamim? How could any kesem be tamei? We don't know when it came out. She didn't feel it coming out. So Tosafos says the most havamina right now that we did not know she's tamei with the rabbanim. The inner kesem is only if she found the dam and it came out a long time ago. Some could say maybe really when it came out she did feel it. She forgot about it. But here we only ask kashas now, things that came out right away. So now we do not say that she was magashet, and still we see she's tamei. So these are going to be the questions now on Shmuel. Moses Toshima says, "Veisha she oisets for her." The next parak talks about Isha when she's urinating. Verosa dam, and she finds dam in the urine, in the bowl, she finds dam. So Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Meir like this. In my medicine, she was standing when she was urinating, then to Meir, then Shaka, she's telling me, we'll soon see why. Vim Yosheva, she was sitting though, then to her. So question, what are we talking about over here? Idiagash, if she had the sensation, she felt dam coming out, so in Yosheva, even though she was sitting, my Torah, whatever it says, she's Torah, she felt dam coming out. Avada she should be tummy. And a lot of the case must be talking about loyagash. She didn't feel any dam coming out. Ugutoni still it says I met this when she's standing that tenaya. So what's a kasha and Shmuel? You say she could be tummy even though she didn't feel the dam coming out. Shmuel says no. Loyolim really, I'll tell you the case is the agash that she felt the dam coming out. If so, how could we say if she's sitting that she's tore as she fell down? But there it says, V'yayim, I could say maybe, Hagoshes Meraglayim Havoi, that what she felt coming out was only the Meraglayim, that also has a sensation. So the kid said there was a sensation here, but we have a suffix whether it was from the Meraglayim or from the dam. So if it was like this, Oy Medes, if she's standing up when she's urinating, is Hardoimi Raglayim L'makor. Since she's standing up, the place there is like pushed together a little bit, and therefore the meraglayim comes down, it gets pushed out, like it has to push its way through. So before it pushes its way through, the dam goes back up near the makor, and it brings out the icy dam. And therefore, it's like Mormon Stavra said, the dam came from the makor, and then we say there was Hagosha there, that's what she's telling me. But the Yeshevis, if she's sitting, then we say Torah. So Rashi explains, because minas dam, dam does not come out from the makor when she's urinating. We don't say the dam came from there. So if dam came when she was urinating, she's sitting, then we'll say that dam came, let's say, from her kidneys. There was a mark inside of it that caused that dam to come, but not from the makor. So that's the pshat over here. Again, that if she's standing up, then it's a svar that the meraglayim was pushed upwards, and then it could be it caused the dam to come out. That's why she'll be tummy. But if she's sitting, then we say the dam came from a mak inside. That's why she's tore. But really, it could be like Shmuel. You have to have a gosha without any sensation, without any feeling. And if not me, she would remain tahira. Toshima coming here. It says like this: Eid shoyu nosun tachas akar. Nisha made a bdiko at night time, and she didn't look at it. She put it under a pillow. The next morning when she looks at it, she finds this dam on the bedika. Sim ogol, if the spot is round, then tor. We don't say came from someplace else. A maka from a machalot that was under a pillow. The emoshech, if the stain is long, then tomi. So again, hechidami. Idiyaga, shepeshah, she made the bedika, she had a feeling of dam, even before that she felt dam. Sim ogol, even though the stain is round, on my tor, why is she tor? We know dam came out from her. Ella rather loved Liagash, she didn't have any feelings. So still Katani says, Moshech, the stain was long on the Shemata, then Tomei. Moshech, it's not the Pshav. The Olam real Liagash, she really felt, she had a sensation, she felt Dam coming out. But V'yem, we have a doubt to say, maybe Agoshes ate her way. Maybe what she felt was the Shasta Badika, she felt the Yed. Therefore, it's a Sophic. Therefore, Moshech. If the stain is a long stain, vade meguf was avad. It's more mistabel to say the dam did come out from her guf, and therefore she's tummy. Just ogul. If you find the stain to be round, usually the stain does not come out round from her body. That's more mistabel came out from her macholus. Therefore we say she's tor. Tor shema kamin. We had a gemara before nimtzal shloiv. Right after that, tashmish husband and wife, the man checks himself. And he finds that he's tummy, he has dam on his eva. So to name, he has a shame boil nida. For sure that dam was by his wife, she was a nida. B'shas tashman, he has the same boil nida. What's going to be nimsal shloiv? She only finds beacon, she finds dam on her bedika. Also, if you check this out right after the tashmish, then to name, and again, b'chayim b'korbin. He's chayim b'korbin, but both chayim b'korbin, he's also tummy, a boil nida. What's going to be Nintza Mal Shloli Yachas Mal? We found the dam on Hob Bedika she made a little bit later. Then Tamei Misafik. He's only telling Misafik Uvtur Min HaKorban. So the question is Echidomi. If she felt the dam coming out b'shas tashmish of the yachal, even though she made a bedika first yachal zman, a maif turim in a korban. Why did put them in a korban? She felt dam, so for sure she should be tamei b'shas tashmish. He lived with an ido. El alav the case. But we're talking about lo yagash. She didn't have any feelings. Uktani still it says nimsa ashto. We find the dam on her bedika oisim right away. Tamei he's called the boil nidi. He's tamei and the chayov the korban. Even though she had no Hagosha, so again you see, not like Shmuel, even without Hagosha, still the Isha's Tanei. So, the rest of the letter, not the Pshat. Le'erlem Rilu Diagash, again, she had a feeling over here. But V'yem is only a suffix dik aloha because Hagosha's Shamash Evei. Maybe what she felt was B'shash Tashmi, she felt the husband, the Ever. So, therefore, if we find the Badika there, she makes the Badika right away, Yenechanami, then we say the Dam was there, and that's why Taki is Chayiv. But if they find the dam for us later, then we have a start to say, no, maybe Vishas Tashmish, it wasn't Agosha's dam. It was only the Aver. The dam for us came out after Tashmish, therefore it's only yourself with his potter from the carbon. But the emes is not Akasha and Shmuel, there was Agosha. Toshima, Nimtasato Oimer comes out that you tell me that really Gimbal Sveikis Bisha. There are three Alochas Sveikis about Ishu, and Isha says, Kesem. Al Besorah, if she finds a kesem, a blood stain on her flesh, sofik, or tomei sofik tor, we don't know if the dam came from the makor or not, so tomei min a sofik, she's tomei. What's going to be a chaluka? She finds the blood stain on her underwear, sofik tomei sofik tor, then we say go lakula. We'll soon explain why al besor is more chomer than a chaluka. Let's say she touched something now, or she moved something, and we don't know whether she's an either or not. His holach acharav, go boser after the majority of her days. Mar explains now, my, what does it mean to say holach acharav, go after the rave? Lav doesn't mean to say, im rav you met to me most of the days she sees them, to me, then she's a nida, and things she moved is to me. For yav gav lo yagash, even though she didn't feel any dams, you see, without a gosh, she sees to me. Lloyd, it's not the pshat. Im rav you met a gosh, if most days she sees them with a feeling, chazia. To Meir, then even though now she doesn't realize it, still she's Tomei. The Emma, because I tell you, Agash of Lava Daita, Havada, she really felt the dam when it came out, just she forgot, she didn't realize it. Havada, there was Agosha. Oh, Mama, what would you say? Before I'll be Sarah, Sophatomi, Sophatomi, Tomei, the doubt whether on the flesh is Tomei. Al Chaluka, Sophatomi, Sophatomi, Tomei, Hechidomi. Imichogulamat is from the girdle downwards. Acholuka, my Torah. Why? For tenan minachogulamat to tamei. You find a kesem on the underwear, she should be tamei. Imichogulamal, you found it from the girdle upwards. Abzor, even on the muck of the flesh there, my tamei. For your tenan rosa dam abzor shloike negabes torfa toira. She found the dam in the upper part of her body not near the muck of erva. She should be Torah. He voiced him one of this, Michogulamatis, found the dam on the bottom. He voiced him, Michogulamatis, found the dam on the top, Michogulamala. He voiced him, Michogulamatis, found the dam on the bottom part. Could go in the case was Shovim Shuk Shadabachim. She went through a place where they shacked animals. So it was like this. Albasar, she found the dam, this blood, the blood stain on her flesh. Migufos, for sure came from her. Because the Imyalva came from the blood of the Shchita. Achaluk, she should have found it on her clothing. How does it get to a flesh without the clothing? So that's the proof it came from her. What's going to be Achaluk if she found the dam on the clothing? Then Miyamosi. Why? Because the Imigufosi, Abbasar, Mibolashtukh, she found it on the flesh. So since she went through a base of Shchita, that's why she's Torah Achaluk. The Ibrahim of this Mechogulamat, she found it on the top side, top part of her body, or top part of her dress. The Grand Yisrakab, yet she jumped backwards. So it could be the dam came out of her and went upwards. Sal besor avad in the goof also, they found her on the flesh, she's like a tummy. Because the email was that looking boy, it surely would have found her someplace else. It should have found the top part of her dress and it came from Miyalmo. But Achlukas, she only finds the top part of her dress, Miyalmo's came from someplace else. Because the Imagufa came from my body, I'll be sorry, Bola Shulah, she should have found her on the busa. So therefore, it could be the case that the dam came from a goof. I wasn't doing it on the top part of the busa, because she jumped backwards, and that caused the dam to go upwards. The Mercer says, Ketonimi is what we learn here. Al Besar, she finds the blood stain on her flesh. Sophic Tome, Sophic Tor, Stomach, she's Tome. I, Vyafagab, even though she had no Agosha, she had no Agosha.
That's one kasha. But Yerei Tanan, a Roni Kesem Absara Kenega Besturufa Tameya. The Avraham of Layagash, our Mishnah says she finds the Kesem, she's Tamei, even though she didn't feel it. So Marit, Amar Yim Midifta, Maidi Shmuel, she Tamei Midrabonin. Havadi Midrabonin Shmuel's Maidi Tamei. It's only Midiraisi says you have to have Agosha. But Midrabonin, though, he.
Yeah, we're holding Daf Nun Ches from Adala Fantaf. Again, the shaila was that Shmuel before said Alocha that if Anisha, even though she knows that she saw Dam, but if she did not feel it without Agosh, she hold that she's Torah. And here we have Kashas about a Kesem that even though Anisha finds Dam now and says she is Tameya, so last Teretz was Omer of Yimir Medifta Moedir Shmuel, that Shmuel agrees she Tameya on top of